On this day, we honor fathers in our midst with gifts of words and love. On this day, some of you hold fast fond memories and try your best to focus on the good qualities of your dad. We all have different experiences with fathers in our lives, some seemingly perfect, some quite flawed, while others are very absent. On this day, maybe it is your grandfather, maybe a neighbor, a friend, or a teacher who was more like a father to you than your own. But regardless of your relationship with your natural father, my hope is this morning that your heavenly Father, God the Father, the great I Am, Elohim, my creator, Jehovah, my Lord God, El Shaddai, my supplier, Adonai, my master, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Rapha, my healer, Jehovah Nisi, my banner, Jehovah Makadesh, my sanctifier, or maybe it's just Abba, Father. May God stir your hearts, fill your spirit with seeds of hope, and on those imperfect days, remind you of God's hope and God's love is everlasting. And the one who, above all, loves us more than anyone, promises to stay with us no matter what. Give me Jesus, not all the other stuff. Give me Jesus. Today's gospel passage is a personal encouragement. It is privately given by a teacher to his followers. It is a private moment, an intimate conversation between Christ and his faithful disciples. It is their faithful and their willingness to learn that he has this conversation with them. Jesus has charged his disciples and his followers to go to the ends of the earth. He has expressed his compassion for the crowds. He's empowering those who follow him to see with compassion and to pray for helpers. But the scriptures remind us this morning, he sent them out and gave them the power to kick out the evil spirits and to tenderly care for those with bruised lives. Jesus does not tell his disciples, okay, see you later, Pastor Ashley, have fun, let me know what happens, and I'll see you next time. He intentionally instructs them. So we're going to go back for just a moment, so be patient with me. See, prior to today's passage, prior to this pericope, this extraction from the full text, the Gospel of Matthew is engaging us in two things, a missionary discourse and a phenomena called transparency. The missionary discourse is where Jesus tells the disciples as they go what to do and what not to do. I love how Eugene Peterson's The Message paraphrases a portion of this missionary discourse. I only pulled out a few highlights, so I want to share those with you. Jesus said, "Don't begin by traveling to some far-off place to convert believers." He says, don't try to be dramatic by tackling some public enemy. Go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. He said, tell them that the kingdom is here. Bring health to the sick. Don't think that you have to go on a fundraising campaign before you start. You don't need a lot of equipment. You are the equipment. When you knock on a door, be courteous in your greeting. If they welcome you, greet them with great conversation. If they don't welcome you, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. You can be sure that on Judgment Day, they'll be mighty sorry. But it's of no concern of yours right now. Stay alert. This is hazardous work that I'm assigning you. And don't be naive. Some people will impugn your motives. Others will smear your reputation just because you believe in me. Wow. This missionary discourse, this helpful instruction, in this moment, we are being challenged ourselves. We are being challenged to think about how the mind, the heart, and the soul of the disciple takes courage, it takes determination, it takes grit and a tough-mindedness, and most importantly, it takes community. He did not send them out alone. See, this missionary discourse in the midst of COVID, in the midst of political and civil unrest, in the midst of our daily activities, empowers us to know that it is through our lives as disciples that the providence of God, let me repeat that, the providence of God, the divine intervention of God can be known through us. See, there is no power greater and no assurance more sound than the hope and the love that we offer and that is offered to us through Jesus Christ. But to put it plainly, this discourse is not easy to swallow. And it cannot be covered in one preaching moment. Which is really good because we're on this faithful journey in our lives. But I have to be honest, this discourse strikes a chord. The kind of chord you hear when someone begins to play an instrument for the very first time. Have you ever experienced that? Personally, I'm taken back 10 years with a second grader and a violin. Need I say more? It strikes a chord, but it also brings to mind this phenomena we witness in this text and throughout the Gospel of Matthew, and it is called transparency. Jesus told it like it is. He was honest. He was open. He challenged them, and he told them it was a risk. But as Jesus instructs the disciples, he holds nothing back. He tells it all. He tells them what it means to look outward into God's kingdom. He tells them what it means to live a life of outward service and mission. He lets them know that it can be painful, it can be risky, it may not produce fruit for many years to come, it may make your hands dirty and your clothes spotty, it may cause tears to fall down on your face, it may mean learning something new. But with this transparency, and with that outward instruction, he invites and encourages disciples and us to look inward as well. When we look inward, it can hurt just a little bit. It can sting just a little bit. But in his transparency, he has told the truth. And in the world of humanness, He understood that this transparency would strike that chord of fear. The chord that rejects change. The chord that says we've tried this before and it didn't work. The chord that wants things to remain the same. So pause with me for a moment. And I want you to imagine that after this mission discourse, imagine that Jesus leans over to the disciples and he whispers, just enough for them to lean over to him. And he says, do not be intimidated. Do not be afraid. Do not be bullied. For your God is with you. There's nothing they can do to your soul. There's nothing that they can do to your core being. So if you're going to have any fear, let that fear be in God, the one whom you reverence, the one who has your entire life, your body, and your soul in his hands. Do not be intimidated, and do not be afraid. Today, on this Father's Day, we are being challenged to hear the words of Jesus Christ, to acknowledge the strength necessary to follow the call of Jesus Christ on our lives. We are being challenged to approach the cross, the sacrifice of God's Son, in a whole new way, to hear the transparency of that faith and what it means, while being transparent in our own faith, knowing that God will prevail again and again over the hurt and the pain that exists in your life. We are learners in life. We are disciples in life. And it will not be easy. But do not be afraid. Do not be intimidated. Do not be bullied. But instead proclaim from the rooftops that Christ is calling. Christ is calling out to a world to be healed. Christ is calling out for peace. Christ is calling out for us to be one as the body. Christ is calling out, but do not be afraid. Do not be intimidated, and do not be bullied. Emily Towns says, and I want you to hear these words, in order to proclaim with clarity and precision the mystery of the realm of God, we are encouraged not to hold our knowledge of God working in and through Jesus in the small preserves of our heart and soul, as if it were a possession belonging only to me. She goes on to say, instead, we are to use light and bold proclamation as disciples to share what we have experienced and how we have overcome. It is our transparent faith that draws people near to us and us closer to God. Beloved, Jesus Christ has placed in front of us a radical choice and a very radical challenge. But we need to understand that God is so devoted to us and has such an intimate concern for us, a concern for our families and our marriages and even in our singleness, a concern that you feel isolated in COVID-19, a concern that you have fear for your health, a concern about the protests happening in the streets, a concern for the theological tensions you find yourself in daily, a concern that whatever challenge that you may face, God's concern for your life is both comfort and acclaim. Lance Pape says it this way. God's all-encompassing claim upon our lives becomes our comfort. And it is eclipsed by the ultimate concern and our compassion for the world. Our concern continues to move forward. Our concern, our heartfelt, and is the same concern that God has for all of us. Our concern, it's God's concern. And according to Jesus, we are to be tough-minded. We are to be fearless. And we're not to do this alone. We are to be a community of faithful, witnessing, fearless believers. See, we can acknowledge a creator who loves us so fondly, loves us so much, who just doesn't know how many hairs are on our head, but has actually counted the hairs on our head. That's the intimate concern and the love that God has for us. We are precious in God's sight. Let me put it this way. If God is attentive to the fall of a single sparrow, then what will God not do for each of us? So in turn, we faithfully seek God, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, joining small groups and classes, learning new technology to stay connected, praying for one another without fear or intimidation. And as we faithfully seek God, who is devoted and loves every single one of us, this private encouragement is no longer private. It has been made very public. And we are being called to shout it from the rooftops and proclaim to the Lord and to the world that Christ is, was, and is to come. This mission discourse, this phenomena of transparency, calls us to respond. Respond to God to help us develop so we can continue to learn. To respond to God so that we are not discouraged and we are filled with hope. To respond to God, knowing that grace abounds and love is all-compassing. To respond to God without fear or intimidation. Not to be bullied. Because if God cares for the sparrows, how much more will God care for us? We are called to have a transparent faith. To tell it like it is. As Jesus told the disciples. But then lovingly surrounding them. Said, but God is with you. God is with us. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Do not be intimidated. And when you go knowing God is with you.